Minute Stories.
What's going on, everybody? Happy whatever day it is in this world of quarantine that we live in. I hope everybody is safe and healthy and able to do some of the things that they're used to doing, continuing to sending good vibes to all of you. Today's story plays off that world of quarantine. It's called Arresting, and it's about a couple and their daughter, and their world might sound very similar to ours right now, and the paranoia is ramped up to a 10 out of 10. They're witnessing what's happening in their neighborhood. They're relying on technology to deliver them things that they might normally go and get themselves. And it's a world where some of this behavior is normal. And some of the behavior might sound that they're being overreactive with regards to their current situation. So I wanted to explore that idea in a world not too dissimilar from ours right now. So hope you enjoy the story. Once again, here is Arresting. The Smiths hadn't left their house in a year. The thought of interacting with others crippled Sheila and her husband Gregory, and by proxy, their daughter Julie. The rising sun reflected off a hovering drone above the back deck, releasing a box of groceries. Another quickly followed with Gregory's medication, another with parts to a backyard playground, and yet another with Sheila's new phone. The steady hum of drone traffic began to fill the neighborhood. The white noise brought them comfort. It avoided silence, deflected thought, and rocked the Smith family to sleep. And most importantly, the white noise was the complete opposite of that other stifling noise, that of nearby talking human beings. "Sheila, what's that?" asked a nervous Greg of his wife. Julie slept soundly in her bedroom. Greg and Sheila crept down the hallway, bare feet walking on cotton. A floorboard creaked and the couple's eyes pierced each other's faces. Greg slowly peeked through the blinds in the office to reveal an unwelcome sight, an unrecognizable person walking his dog. "What does he think he's doing?" whispered Sheila. "He can't just do that." Amidst her shock, Sheila's eyes searched the rest of the neighborhood. She hunted for anything resembling movement and was pleased when she didn't find any. Her final gaze looked across the home's front yard, full of 2-foot-long grass, overgrown shrubs, and a car-shaped pile of leaves. Sheila and Greg moved towards the back of the house, their eyes on the recently delivered packages. "It's Tuesday," said Sheila. "Your turn." Greg knowingly sighed. He put on long sleeves, gloves, and a face covering, ready to step foot into the outside world. The back deck. Greg had trained every day in order to minimize the time outside for this daily task. In the blink of an eye, Greg gathered the several packages, removed them from their shipping containers, and re-entered the home. Sheila was in the bathroom preparing Greg's sanitizing shower. 10 minutes later, Greg and Sheila met in the kitchen, where they prepared breakfast and read the morning news. Julie was heard in her room stretching, slowly waking up to the day. The smell of hot coffee filled the kitchen, where Greg and Sheila embraced in a morning hug. "Home, sweet home," whispered Sheila.